Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onala Dani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates India's firm stand on terrorism with no double standards and compromise. Nagaland statesman Dr. S. E. Jamier engages delegation from Ladakh and Kerala on leadership and value of service to nation. Unique Identification Authority of India completes mandatory biometric updates for over 1 crore school students. And Central Board of Direct Taxes invites suggestions from stakeholders on proposed income tax rules and forms related to Income Tax Act 2025. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm stand on terrorism, asserting that there can be no double standards and compromise on the issue. Mr. Modi made the remarks in a joint press meeting after wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur today.
वैश्विक अस्थिरता के इस माहौल में भारत और मलेशिया की बढ़ती मित्रता दोनों देशों के लिए अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है। हमारा साझा मत है कि आज के चैलेंजेस का समाधान करने के लिए ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस का रिफॉर्म बहुत जरूरी है। हम शांति के सभी प्रयासों का समर्थन करते रहेंगे और आतंकवाद पर हमारा संदेश स्पष्ट है, नो डबल स्टैंडर्ड्स, नो कॉम्प्रोमाइज।
Mr. Modi highlighted that India and Malaysia will expand cooperation in counter-terrorism, intelligence sharing, maritime security and defense.
Security ke kshetr mein hum counter-terrorism, intelligence sharing aur maritime security mein sahyog majboot karenge. Hum raksha sahyog ko bhi aur vyapak banayenge. AI aur digital technologies ke saath saath hum semiconductor, health और फूड सिक्योरिटी में साझेदारी को आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
The Prime Minister said India and Malaysia share a special bond as maritime neighbors and highlighted the strong people-to-people links and the presence of the Indian diaspora in Malaysia. He stressed Indo-Pacific region is emerging as an engine of growth. The Prime Minister said two countries are committed to development and peace and stability in the entire region along with ASEAN. A 44-member delegation from Ladakh and Kerala comprising students, teachers in charge and faculty members of Nagaland University, Medziphema campus, interacted with veteran Nagaland statesman and Padma Bhushan awardee Dr. S. E. Jamier yesterday. During the interaction, Dr. Jamier shared insights on leadership, emphasizing honesty, vision, commitment and the importance of thinking beyond regional boundaries. He urged students to become global citizens, reminded them of their role as ambassadors of their states, and stressed dignity, farsightedness, and service for the greater good of the nation. He further called on the students to always maintain dignity and expressed his concern over the unruly behavior in the parliament. The interaction was held as part of the Asta Lakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program, an initiative of the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region and the Northeastern Council, aimed at promoting Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Over 1 crore mandatory biometric updates, MBUs, for school children have been completed by Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI. Ministry of Electronics and IT said UIDAI regional offices and education departments of states worked in mission mode to hold MBU camps in 83,000 schools in just 5 months. In order to incentivize children to complete MBU and to make the service accessible to all, UIDAI had waived off the charges in the age group of 7 to 15 years from 1st October 2025 to 30th September this year. Central Board of Direct Taxes has invited suggestions from stakeholders on proposed income tax rules and forms related to the Income Tax Act 2025. The Income Tax Act, which received the assent of the President in August last year, will come into force from the 1st of April this year. The Ministry of Finance informed that ahead of the final notification, the proposed income tax rules and forms have been uploaded on the official website at incometaxindia.gov.in. Inputs have been sought on simplification of language, reduction of litigation, lowering of compliance burden, and identification of redundant or obsolete rules and forms. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today rejected the Congress criticism of the India-US trade deal, saying the agreement fully protects agriculture and farmers' interests with key farm products kept out. Addressing a press conference in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan said no product harmful to Indian farmers has been included and asserted that national and farmers' interests remain paramount. He accused the Congress, which ruled for years, of failing to link farmers to global markets or ensure economic stability. The union minister said India would not allow genetically modified products and that no tariff concessions were given on a wide range of farm goods, including meat, dairy, grains, oilseeds, fruits, vegetables, spices and processed foods. The Congress has claimed that the agreement benefits the US and it could turn India into a dumping ground for American goods. Union Minister of State for Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, today inaugurated an Ayush and CGHS Wellness Center in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar. Speaking after the inauguration, the minister said central government is taking strong steps to improve healthcare services. He said the center will provide Ayurveda and other traditional systems of medicine under the central government health scheme, offering preventive and holistic healthcare alongside allopathic treatment. He said Ayush services were added under CGHS to address rising lifestyle-related illnesses such as diabetes, high blood pressure and stress, and to promote long-term health and immunity. Mr. Jadhav added that the government is focusing on preventive health care and plans to expand Ayush and CGHS facilities in both urban and rural areas, benefiting central government employees, pensioners and their families. Government has debunked a video circulating on social media claiming that the India-US trade agreement will harm Indian farmers. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, informed that the claim is misleading. The unit added that the AI-generated video is being circulated with the intent to spread confusion. The government further said that no compromise has been made on the country's agriculture and dairy sectors in the India-US trade agreement. It also highlighted that all major crops, major grains, fruits and dairy products are protected and no market has been opened in any sector that could harm the farmers. PIB has urged the citizens to always rely on official sources for accurate information. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Hanukbucham has notified that all coaching centres in Kohima District must apply for registration by 10 February 2026, following the constitution of the District Level Committee for Registration and Regulation of Coaching Centres. Application forms are available at the office of the Deputy Commissioner, Kohima. According to the guidelines, any centre providing tuition or guidance to more than 20 students for academic programmes or competitive exams must register. In case of coaching centres having multiple branches, each branch shall be treated as a separate coaching centre and a separate application must be submitted for the registration of each branch. And Speaker of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly and Chairperson of the Business Advisory Committee, BAC, Sharingane Longkumar, will convene a BAC meeting on 20th February at 12 p.m. in the C. Chongsen Committee Room Assembly Secretariat. The meeting will finalise the provisional programme for the 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly scheduled to begin on 2nd March. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates India's firm stand on terrorism with no double standards and compromise. Nagaland statesman Dr. S.C. Jamir engages delegation from Ladakh and Kerala on leadership and value of service to nation. Unique Identification Authority of India completes mandatory biometric updates for over 1 crore school students. And Central Board of Direct Taxes invites suggestions from stakeholders on proposed income tax rules and forms related to Income Tax Act 2025. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.